Good morning. With these new phones, you always hope it recognizes your face so you know, so you can see your lesson. If you want to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians, we're going to have a few comments from there this morning. If you're visiting with us again, we welcome you. Glad you're here. If you would, read with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the first 11 verses. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are doing. So just a few thoughts, but as you look at verse 11, Paul is commending this church. He's saying, you're doing these things. You're edifying one another, and you're helping each other focus on your service to God, and you're also pleasing to God in that effort. And to me, that was encouraging that you would have someone as a disciple come in and recognize the work that they were doing. And that would be encouraging to me if I was a member of that church. And so it caused me to think, what would Paul say if he came and worshiped with us and saw our church? What would he say to us? Would he be pleased with our efforts? I think he would. We have some really great Christians and really great people that work and struggle together to serve God and to do that in a very challenging world. But as we back up to verse 5, he was talking about, we are sons of light and we are sons of the day. I can be a night owl, but I really enjoy when the sun comes up every morning. I really enjoy the next day and kind of getting to look forward to the things that you get to enjoy and experience as a human being on God's creation. And that's kind of the idea of, in my view, of what he's saying here. We are sons of light. We want to look towards what's bright. I know it's the idea of be a light to those around us, and there's that concept here as well. But there's so many positive things that you can accomplish during the day that you can't accomplish at night. And so he's just reminding them to think in that more positive manner as to all of the good things you can do during the day, and also with the idea that people are watching what you're doing, and so we can be good examples to those around us. And also in what I've read today, he talks about being sober. Watch and be sober. We've all seen movies, if someone's inebriated or under the influence of something, you can't watch out. You can't be mindful of what's going on around you. Your physical senses don't allow you to do that, or not as sharp. So he's reminding us to be sober. Watch. Watch for the coming of the Lord, because that's something that we should all really look forward to. We don't know when that's going to happen, but it's something that should excite all of us that there is that day that we have that's coming, that it will allow us to be with God, and where there won't be any more darkness, back to the prior comment. There will always be light in heaven, and so that should be something that's really exciting to us, and we should equate that to the positivity of being a Christian on this earth. Talks about the breastplate and the helmet. You think about that in the context of being a soldier, war. God has equipped us for what we're going to need for the battles here on earth. I always enjoy a lot of World War II history, and I've thought about all the brave things men and women have done over the years in service to the country. And you think about those times that maybe our soldiers weren't given all the equipment that they needed to go into a dangerous situation, to go in a difficult situation. That would be hard to be that soldier and being told by somebody, go do this, but not given the proper equipment. Well, God's given us the proper equipment. Jesus has given us the proper equipment. He uses that context and that example of a breastplate and the helmet. And so he's given us everything that we need to serve him and to be a good example to those around us. And it just, again, I thought of those old movies I've seen and things I've read and studied over the years of being a soldier, and God has equipped us for everything we might face in this life. And we just look at that, those things are faith, love, and the hope of salvation. Back to looking to focusing on the light, that hope of salvation, that hope of heaven that we all have in our service and dedication to Christ. Because God wants that for us. He wants that for everybody. He wants us to obtain the salvation and live together with Him. He wants all of us here in this auditorium this morning to have that, to be with Him. He wants the people that aren't here this morning. And we should look at people around us in that, through that same lens, that they're souls, they're people that God wants to reach, that He wants to have in heaven with Him. They're His creation. And that's the other, another encouraging thing that I draw from this, and hopefully in how we treat others, how we interact with others out in the world, that God created them. We're all created His image, and those are people as well that He would like to enter into heaven with Him. We all know there's going to be a judgment day. Back to light of the world, earlier comment. He wants us to be a light and a leader to those people to help lead them to salvation. He's given us what we need as individuals, faith, love, hope. They're all gifts. We should use those to work with our fellow Christians, work to be a good example to those around us in the world, and to comfort and edify each other. Again, I thought that was really neat as you read in verse 11, that he commends them. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing. They're doing this. This is a new church. They get it. They understand it. And sometimes, you know, as you serve God over the years, sometimes you look at folks that you've worshiped with for 20 years, and you have that love and respect and admiration for them. But do we go back and really focus on that sometimes and make sure we are doing the things that we need to do for them that maybe we did when they first became Christians? You know, it's really neat to see when we have folks that are baptized here at the church or anywhere, but how we are very mindful of them. We reach out to them. We are very concerned about giving them the support they need as a new Christian. And that's really great to see. That's an awesome thing that we do here. But do we continue to look at fellow Christians around us that have been Christians for 50 years, 40 years, 5 days? Do we continue to have that idea of and that attitude towards each other? Do we reach out to each other and encourage one another as the church in Thessalonica did? Those are my comments this morning. Hope they were encouraging. It's wonderful to be with everyone this morning, and we'll be led in a song. Thanks.